This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The long-expected upturn in U.S. coronavirus deaths has begun, driven by fatalities in states in the South and West. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The number of deaths per day from COVID-19 had fallen for months, even as states started to see an explosion in cases and hospitalizations. But over the past 2 weeks, data shows daily reported deaths have increased in 27 states to a nationwide total of 664 on Friday. Now, the majority of those states are averaging under 15 deaths per day, but a subset, including California, Texas, Florida, Arizona, Illinois, New Jersey, and South Carolina, has been driving the nationwide increase. Researchers expect deaths to continue rising in the coming weeks, though perhaps not as dramatically as the spring. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom reopened Saturday with new precautions as coronavirus cases in Florida continue to surge. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Guests were welcomed to the most magical place on Earth by greeters wielding digital thermometers, checking temperatures of everyone entering, making sure they had face masks, reminding people to social distance. Disney says there are fewer reservations to keep crowds down and more disinfecting. But some are asking, with a jump in coronavirus cases in Florida in recent weeks, is now the right time to reopen? Universal Orlando and SeaWorld Orlando reopened several weeks ago. Epcot and Hollywood Studios will reopen later in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
Five people were killed and more